in Daf Samaches Amad Beis, Ashkechon Letrume Lekohune Minola. The Gemara says, we have a posik, Obaskoyin Kisiyo Leizo, that Kivin Shenivolo Leposlo Leposlo, so this is a psul Letrume. Baskoyin Kisiyo Leizo, he betrumas HaKadoshim Leisoichel. Lekohune minola. How do we know kohune? How do we know that anivolo l'apostolos posol lekune? So the Gemara says, oto leviye b'yisya'eres loy lekohune mabinolo. We had here a riboy, bas, ubas, or the whole ubas, Koyin is Meyuta to tell us that this halach applies by a Levi of Yisraelis. So what does the Ribi come to tell us? A kochach that apostle le kohune. De'i le trume benois meichal trumenino. A Levi and Yisraelis I trume. So a kochach the psula is to be le kohune. So the Gemara says, "Alom aloy meshkachas lo dekochlo bishvil bino." No, it's possible that a Levi and Yisraelish should eat trume. They got married to a kohen, and they had a child from the kohen. Then the kohen died, so now they're permitted to eat trume. Yilid beisoy yoichlo belachmoy yachilo belachmoy. And now they were nibble from a zor, so now they're not permitted to continue eating trume. So the Gemara says, "Bishvil b'no," if that's what the pasuk is coming to tell us, "Kal v'chaima," so then we don't need a pasuk, don't need a ribui, if the whole Levi of Yisrael is coming to tell us that they are possible to eat trume if they were nivel from azor uma kehenes the bekdusha de nafsha ochlo. A kehenes eats because of her own kedusha. Is possible so abi azor pasul so meachilas trume leviye v'yisraelis de loy ochlo ella bishvil no b'no loy koshke v'kert lechayrem. The sibe of achilas trume by kehenes is greater than the sibe of achilas trume by Levi of Yisraelis. Here she eats mishum kedushas nafsha. Here she eats mishum b'no. So why do we need a special ribui to tell us that a bas Levi of Yisraelis becomes Nipsal me'achilas trume, it's a kal v'chaima from a kehenes. So the Gemara says, no, v'hi aneisenes, it's not a kal v'chaima from a kehenes, v'nahapachu. V'hi aneisenes, this could be dafka a kehenes becomes nipsal me'achilas trume. If she was nivel from a apostle. But a Levi of Yisraelis could be, does not become Nifso. Kehenes te kodish gufe. A kehenes, that the reason she's permitted to eat trume is because the kodish gufe, she has a kedushas aguf, kedushas kohune, some a mele posolo. So could be a bias zo, pasol so. Chodoloi kodish gufe. But Levi of Yisraelis, she doesn't have a kedusha saguf. Only the ben is machel. It could be loy posolo. So that what the posik is telling us, that Levi of Yisraelis is also included in the posik of Baskoyin Kisili Yizo, could be the posik is coming to tell us that there's an iser achilas trume by Levi of Yisraelis. But that's it. But it's not muchik that there's an issa lekohune. So the Gemara answers, Ela lekohune kal v'chayma migrusha. You're right. the Pasuk is Taka speaking about Truma. How do we know that a Nivala, the Pasula, becomes also a Kohune? It's a Kalvachoyma Migrusha. Uma Grusha Shemuteres Betruma. A Grusha is permitted to eat Truma. Asura le Kohune, which is also a Kohune. So we see that what? That Kedushas Kohune is greater than Kedushas Trume. A Grusha is Mutter Betrume and is also Bekohune. Is Zusha Asura Betrume in Edin Shepsula Le Kohune. So Abbas Koyen or a Yisraelis or a Leviye, which by being nibbled to an Ishzo, they're also Betrume. Avada Gevista Apostle Kohune. So that's how we know there's an Issa Kohune. So the Gemara asks, Vechi Mazirin Minadin. Fine, that's a beautiful Kalvachayma. But we have a Klal Ein Mazirin Minadin. You can't make a lav from a mid of a Kalvachayma. So the Gemara answers, Gilui Milse Baalmo. This is a Gilui Milse Baalmo. Exactly what this means, let us see Rashi. Lekuhune minolo, shloitinose oid lekoyen mishibo ala apostle. So the Gemara said that the posik of Leviyah the Yisraelis, al kochoch is going on kuhune, not on trume. Because the Leviyah the Yisraelis don't eat trume. So the Gemara says, alom aloi bit mir. Why, how can you say such a statement? So the Gemara said, for such a case, you don't need a posik. So the Gemara says, no, you're wrong. The Kalvachoyma, ahu de koyalfes mine isure, you want to say a Kalvachoyma, ma doch a baskoyim. That's eat, mikdusha de nafsho is nifsal, savade gewiss, alevia, that's eat, machmas benosha, zichabi nifsal, punfakel. The Kalvachoyma, de koyalfes mine isure, hi amide ne senes adin lahate, fakel, this is a svore lahate. V'loy leser, kehen is the kodesh gufe is nifsal. But, a leviya that's like kodesh gufe is not nifsal. So the Gemara said, we learn out a Kalvachoyma from Grusha. So the Gemara asks, v'chi mashirin min adin, midin kalvachoyma lukme belav gomo, or kaim londaim mazirin min adin. So the Gemara answers, gilui milse balmi, v'lav meilef mine yalfino, lav lekohune mitrume. Mapshat is we learn out that just like a nivolo l'posolo is posol l'trume, so is also as a kalvachoyma is posol l'kune. It's not a limut. The memele, kiven de ifsolo l'trume, ifsolo l'kune. If she's posol l'trume, automatically she's posol l'kune. The Truma Hainu Kedushas Kohune, a very interesting svara, that what is Moineya, a Nivalo Leizo to eat Truma, the Kedushas Truma, in what is Kedushas Truma? Kedushas Trume is Kedushas Kohune. It's not a different type of a Kedusha. It's Kedushas Kohune. The Ritva says something very interesting. That what it says in the Pasuk, Ubas Koyin Kisiyah Le'ish Zo, He Betrumes HaKadoshim Lo'isoichel, so the Ritva says, Betrume Kedushas Kohune Loisoichel. Eises betrumes hakadoshim means trume that has kedushas kohune loy soichu. So the posik is asering a nivala le posolo to eat trume because she's also le kohune. This kedushas kohune, the kedusha in trume is kedushas kohune. And the kedusha that a kohen has is greater than the kedusha that the truma has, because a grusha is mutar betruma, nosar bekohen. But it is that kedusha. It's not a different suk. It's not a different suk kedusha. It's kedusha's kohune. So Mamela is, so it's not a limud, it's a gili milsa, it's he. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ve'ema nivalo le posolo chai ve'krisis. Gemara asks, let us say that Baskoyin Kisili Zor is going on chai ve'krisis. So the Gemara answers, Kisiya Omar Rachmone, Hanoch de Isbohu Avaye. Says, Baskoin Kisiya Li Izo. So even though we are darshaning Kisiya means that she was nivel from an Izo, but the Loshan Sihiya seems to tell us that we're going, that she was nivel from Abbas Avaye. Hanoch de Isbu Avaye, Chave Krisus Lavne Avaye. Ihochi, so the Gemara says, so you're telling me that the Posek Kisiyah is only speaking about Abbas Havaya. Ihochi oivet kechovim ve'eved loy lifsilu. So if an Akum ve'eved was born Abbas Yisrael, she shouldn't become lifsil. So the Gemara answers, anach posli mid Rabbi Shmuel. So I have a different limut that tells us that an akum ve'eved will pass on isha l'tumim. Tama Rabbi Yoichan, mishim Rabbi Shmuel, minayin lo'eved kichovim ve'eved shabor bas Yisroel, val kehenes u'leviye shaposluo, shenema u'bas koyin kisiya almono grusha. So it says in the posik, alba bas koyin kisiya almono grusha v'zera ein lo. So this pasuk is speaking about a bas koyin that was niseis to a Yisrael. It says v'zera in lo. So of course she was nivel from the Yisrael, and it seems a bas koyin kisiya almono ugrusha. So mi sheyesh lo almonis v'gerishin bo. So that means, when do you have such a halacha, that even though she was married to someone, if there's no children, she's permitted to eat trume, that if the husband was a bar almonis vegerishim bo, that kedushin is toifis. Yotzu oivet kechovim ve'eved shein le almonis vegerishim. So the whole din that a bas koyin is v'shova or beis aviyah kinoreh is only if she was not nivel from a bas almo, from someone that is almonis v'gerishim bo, that it kedushin is toifis, but an akum ve'eved that kedushin is not toifis, they do not have kedushin in a bas Yisrael, so there is no din of a v'shova or beis aviyah kinoreh. Now we have here three pshatim to explain our Gemara, what the shakla v'tayiv the Gemara. So let us see Rashi. Ve'ema nivalo l'posolo chai ve'krisis. Shimbo leho acheho poslo mitrume de'veinosha. So maybe the posik is only speaking about chai ve'krisis, and Rashi is medayik acheho. Acher zazor etzlo miikore. I mean, she always was also b'acher. So maybe the posik is only speaking about a zor that's a chayve krisis. Avol chayve lavin, kiven de tofsi luhu bo kedushin. but a chai ve'lavin, that's toifis kedushin, loy posli lo. Maybe it doesn't pass a lo. So therefore the kash is, ve'kusi, ve'nosin, u'mamzer, the posli minolo. He said, the braise started off saying, that a kusi nos in a mam's apostle. How do you know? Maybe the posuk is only speaking about a zor that is allowed by tvisas kedushin. So the Marsha says that this Rashi means bekusi. Rashi means not a goy. We'll see later. Rashi calls a kusi a goy. Here Rashi means a kusi that's a chash mam's. He's a yid. He's an apostle. But because a goy is allowed by tvisas kedushin, so you can't say that it's not going. If a kusi would be a goy, so you can't say it's not going on a goy because you need a allowed by tvisas kedushin. A goy is also allowed by tvisas kedushin. No, here kusi means gerei. A goy is that some say absolute yichus. So bekitzer, the this lashon of Rashi, the Gemara is asking. You said in the Baraisa. That an isha that was nivel from chai v'ilav and the tovsi bukedushin, she becomes nivsal etrume. Maybe the posik is only speaking about chai v'krisus, and the reason why we should say it's speaking about chai v'krisus, because a chai v'tribus is loy tovsi bukedushin, so maybe the psul only comes about from a loy tovsi bukedushin. So the Gemara says, no, it says, Baskein ki siye, hanach de isbu havaye, bida avke lahach biye beloshen havaye. It's the posuk that is speaking about she was nival, but the loshen akros is mentions, we call this biye havaye. Shma mino bibnei kidushin mishtoiko, vafalochi posli. So you said that it's going only on chai v'krisus. No, it can't go on chai v'krisus only because it says havaya. Lafuki chai v'krisus legasin. Not with girls. Lafuki chai v'krisus. But al kaponim, it's al kaponim speaking about chai v'lavin also. So ihochi. So now the Gemara asks, good. So now I see your makor that chai v'lavim pasul, but ein makro davke b'nei kedushin nokat. But maybe since the posuk mentioned kisiya, it's davke b'nei kedushin va'oyved kechav ve'eved lei posli, and could be an akum and an eved will not pasul. V'hu adin. So now Rashi says that the Gemara now that we're, if we're medayik from the posuk, that the Baskoyin Kisili Zor is speaking about Davke B'nei Havaye, so the Motzi Nami Lemei Mechai V'Krisus Leliv, so the Gemara now could have asked, Adarab, if the Pesuk says B'nei Havaye, so maybe Chai V'Krisus don't passel. The Gemara didn't have to ask from Akum V'Evet. Al Mishum Da'iri Buhu La'el Diktoni Kusi Haini Oivet Kechov. Here Rashi says Kusi means a goy. The kusi of the baraisa means a goy. Bas nisent nan ha'evet poisel mishum biyem is so therefore the gemara that means we're holding in the sugya. The baraisa says a goy pasul. The next mishnah says an evet pasul. So the gemara asks, so if the pasuk says that you need a bar havaya to passel, so why do these passel? By nechanami the kashas, or the chai v'krisa shouldn't passel. The posik mentioned davke abia of a bar havaya. Now Rashi is going to explain how do we know that an eved and an akum are lav b'nei havaya. So Rashi says as follows, eved knani less like kedushin. Dersiv ama chamer, am hadoyme lechamer, oivet kechovim les lekedushin, damrinen eishes reyeyu, prat leishes oivet kechov. So Rashi brings two droshes. A goy cannot have Ishus in Abbas Yisrael. The Pasuk says, you can only have Ishus, Reyehu. So, L'chayre, Reyehu means Reyehu b'mitzvahs. That's Pshat in the Slimud. The Primogodim brings from the Mizrahi, that is the Taich Reyehu. Reyehu means Reyehu b'mitzvahs. That's why there's a mitzvah of Mishloyech Monis, Ishla Reyehu, Tonebe Knani also. A Goy is not Reyehu. Nevekmani is Reyeh. So therefore, Rashi is to bring two drushes over here. Rashi is to bring one drushim by there's no, a goy cannot have issues in Abbas Yisrael because it says Eishes Reyehu. Now this is only a miyut for a goy. For Nevekmani, Rashi is to bring a new miyut. Amadoy Melechamer. And Amadoy Melechamer applies only by an Eved Kenani, not by a goy. That's a Rashi's being a drosha by a goy. Now, we had once mentioned, I'll just mention it once more, now that we're learning this Rashi, so l'chayre, it comes out like this, something very interesting. Eved Kenani is Reyehu b'mitzvahs. V'afal piken, you can't have issues, because he's a chamoyer. So, Emerson, it's very modern, since he's chayev mitzvahs, that's why he becomes a chamoyer. A goy is not chayev mitzvahs, he's not a chamoyer. That's why there's a dinyichas by a goy. And a goy can have issues with a goyte. And Eved can have issues with a shivcha because he's a chamoyer. How did he become a chamoyer? Because he went to the mikveh, because he's chayev mitzvahs. How do we understand this? So he wanted to explain that Be'emison, the Indian of an Eved Kenani is, it's Gufoy Konoi. His whole Atzmius belongs to the Odin. He doesn't belong to himself. He's Konoi Legamri to the Odin. So therefore there's no Din Yichus by an Eved Kenani because he has no Atzmius. Number one. And number two, therefore, there's no din issues by an Eved or a Shivcha, because the gather of issues could be v'oyu lebosar echot, that they have to unite and become one unit. He can't unite with a Shivcha. He belongs to the Yodin. He's not a baldover an alatzmoy. That's why he can't have issues. And we mentioned a moirede kechedushe haran. The Chiddush Yaran in Sanhedrin says that a Yisroel is mutter and with a Yefas Toya, a Yisroel is permitted to marry a Yefas Toya, even though she's an Eishes Ish. So the Ran says, but a goy will make kibish mulchome. He cannot marry an eishes ish. So the Ran says as follows: Shahakusim ein zoichim elu be'elu liknois kinyan haguf ze boze. If a goy makes kibish mulchome, he captures a woman. He doesn't have a kinyan haguf, no. Umishum hochi asurim biyefas toire dakate havi eishes hakusi chaveiroi. She's married, even though you captured her, she's still married to Yenna. Avul Yisroel heim b'nei kibush shekoyv shim es hakusim kinyin aguf vehein momin shalahem. So she belongs to him now. V'nivko mehem toire sishus. So if she belongs to me, she can't be married to someone else. So we see from the Chiddush Yaran, Amor de Kizach, that a kinyan aguf can be mafkiya ishus that was chal already. So avadi givis, the kinyan aguf can make that he can't get married, or she can't get married. That's the tait sham adoy melech amel. And Baruch Hashem, I found this yesod in the Chiddush Yarim ala Torah. The Chiddush Yarim, Soif Parshas Chayisore, asks this kashe, Baruch Hashem. He asks, why is it that a goy has yichus, and an Eved Kenani doesn't have yichus? And an Eved Kenani is noch better than a goy, he's mechuyev b'mitzvahs, he's goruah minochi.
So the Chedusha remains us, and this is his Loshen Benire, Ki Ya'eved Haloikeyach Es Oil Ha'avdus Eitzel Yehudi, Areyu Mevatel Ligamri Yeshaloi. So if he becomes an Eved by a Yid, so the whole Shaloi becomes bottle. Va'kol ma sheyesh loy botul u'mevutul la'odin shaloy. That's called amadim lechamer. So there's no, it doesn't possess any atzmius. That's malosoy, that he's koni tiyayid. So al koponim Rashi brings here two distinct droshes, that an eved cannot have ishes in Abbas Yisrael because amadim lechamer. And a Akum can't have issues in a Bas Yisrael because it says Eishes Reyehu, and she can only have issues in a person who's Reyehu b'mitzvahs. Nagoy is not Reyehu b'mitzvahs. U'bishiltis d'rabachoy yaliflo. Narashi says he found a shiltis, that the shiltis brings a different mekoyer, that an Akum cannot have issues in Abbas Yisrael. Midetoni Rav Hananye, Bu'ulas Baal Yeshlohem. That by Goyim, the whole musig of issues is Bu'ulas Baal, which is Gematria Nesuin. But Nichnesa L'chupe V'loi Nivelo Ein Lehem. But a musig of chupe they don't have. He says, the whole Indian of Nisuin is by Bu'ulas Baal. But Nichnesa L'chupe V'loi Nivelo they don't have. Midi Achin Eloi. V'gabi Yisrael, that means of something less than that. That means even a Nisuin of chupe they don't have. Only Bu'ulas Baal. Is Midi Achin Eloi. V'gabi Yisrael makish havayis ladodi. Man de islei kidushei kesef ushtar, islei bo kidushei bia. If you can have kidushei kesef ushtar, you can have kidushei bia. Avol oivet kechovim de leslei kidushei kesef ushtar, because bulas baal is leslei kidushei bia. Bulas baal is not kidushei bia. Bulas Baal is Nisuin. So that means that a goy has either Nisuin or nothing. So Memela, so that's the Raya of the Shiltis, that a goy is a lav bas havaya. It says that the Kisiya, that you need a bas havaya over here. Havaya means Eresin. A goy, there's no Indian of Eresin. A goy bechlal doesn't possess Eresin even by a goyte. There's no Indian of Eresin. So that's the, we say, you have now two droshes that we learn that a goy can't have eris. And Rashi learns out from a posik, a goy can't have eris in a bas Yisrael because you need eishes reyehu. And the shiltus learns, bechlal a goy doesn't have kinyan eris. So b'meila, so a kaponim, that's the gemara's kasha. So a goy, or an eved, or don't have eres, and should not pass al anisha mitrume. Because it says, baskoin ki siye le'iso. Now, before we go further, just omishani, so let's go, so the Gemara asked Akashe, if the Gemara, let's remember the pattern of the Gemara. The Gemara started off by asking, maybe the Pasuk of Baskoin Kisili is only speaking about a Chai Bekrisis, that's a Lav Bastvisis Glushin. But the Chai Vilavin not. So the Gemara says, it says Baskoin Kisili Izo, si is a Loshin Abay, so we're speaking about a Bastvisis Glushin. Then the Gemara made about face. Ooh, if the Pasuk is speaking about a Bas Havaya, so maybe only a Bas Havaya will passel. An Akum or an Eved or who had in Chai Vekrisis, one passel. That's where we're up to. Ooh, Mishani. So what did the Gemara answer? Passel mi de Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, you're right. This Pasuk tells us that Tavke, Bas Havaya, if she was nivul from Abbas Havaya, Petruma Sakadoshim Lo Yisoichel. How do you know if she was nivul from Allah Abbas Havaya? Mishani posel mid Rabbi Yochanan. There's another posik. Ubaskoin kisiya almono ugrushe, so we die with Trumas HaKadoshava beisaviya kenoreo. Ubetrumas HaKadoshim Seichel. Ulechem aviya teichel. So that, from there we know that where's there din of a Veshava El Beis Aviyah Kinoreo is only if Sheyesh Le'amonis V'Gerishim Bo. Omehai Krogufi Mishtami Chai V'Krisis Lipsulo. So now, just like we learn out Akum V'Eved, Pasels Mitrume, so we also learn out Chai V'Krisis. But Agavuche, this is the first Mahalach in Rashi. But Agavucha, we have to appreciate one Yediyim. So the Gemara has two psukim. There's one posik of Baskoin Kisiyali Izo, Abbas Havaya becomes Nifsal Al Yedei Abiyazo. Now we have another posik, Baskoin Kisiyal Mona Grusha, Mishiyash Lomona Svegerishim Veshovo Elovio Kinurel. The first pasuk tells us if Shili Trume, she's over Alav. The second pasuk tells us if Shili Trume, she's over an Esser. Because the second pasuk is only in Esser, we hear this Anomad Aleph. Vishoval Beisovia Kinoreh is only in Esser. But if it's a Monis Vigerishin, it's Vishovah. If there's no Monis Vigerishin, there's no Vishovah. So it's a Lava Bom Michlal Esser. So it comes out very interesting, the way Rashi learns, Alfiyem is chai v'krisos, is take kill, than chai v'lav in the topsi b'kedushin. Avak upon them, she's not allowed to eat truma. Here she's not allowed to eat truma because of a lav, but truma sakadoshim lo yisoichel, and here she's not permitted to eat truma because of, by chai v'krisos, and akum v'eved is halts essay. That's the first Mahalach in Rashi. Ve'is de Mefarshi. Now Rashi brings down a second Mahalach. And this is Dachsav Me'ashitas HaYireim. Ve'is de Mefarshi. A different pshat. Ve'eima nivolo leposolo chai ve'krisus nami. The Gemara asked Akashi. Now, according to the first pshat, the Gemara's Akashi was, it should be only chai v'krisis, not chai v'lam. That's how we started off. The second shot said, no, why don't chai v'krisis passel? The Gemara, the Makshin, assumed for Dava Poshet that chai v'krisis do not passel. No, yes, the Kashe, why doesn't it passel? Maishne de loitonu lulel. The Bereisa was very explicit. It's marich, ger, amoini, meobi, mitzri, adoi, minosin, cholo, mamza, everything. But chai v'krisis it doesn't mention. So the Gemara is asking, why can't chai v'krisis pass? Of all things, why can't chai v'krisis pass? Umishani, so the Gemara answers, kisi yaksiv. This is a miut that chai v'krisus do not passel. Period. That's it. Why don't chai v'krisus passel? So I'm telling you. Chai v'krisus, don't passel, because it says kisiyah. Then the Gemara says, oh, there's a kisiyah, so Akum v'Eved also shouldn't passel. So Gemara says, Akum v'Eved, I have a posik. That is the mahalach of the second lashon. So the Makshin asked Akasha, why don't chai v'krisus passel? And the Makshin answered, he told him, chai v'krisus don't pass because it says kisiyah. Need to have to be a baravaya. Then the Gemara asks, so why does Akum v'Eved passel? Sma says, Akum v'Eved, they have a posuk. Usviralu, about this day holds, the Chai v'Krisis, loy posli. They hold Chai v'Krisis, do not passel, period. The Koshali begava tuva. So Rashi says, this is a shrekliche pshat. This is a very difficult pshat. Chodom. This number peri daladachim.
we learned im hayo kahenais nifsalu mitrume bebilas eishes ish. That the Gemara in Seif Perik Baldachin says, there it says a psazamaise, that there were two men married to women, and b'shask nisosan l'chupe eschuch l'fu zebazeh, the wives got mixed up, and Reuven was Boyo Shimon's wife, and Shimon was Boyo Reuven's wife, and the Mishnah's Messiah bim hoyu kehenes, if these women were Abbas Koyin, is nifsalu mitrume. So Rashi explains over there, that means as follows, that later the husbands died, they didn't have any children, and it should have been v'shovel beis avio kinorel, but since there was a bias aishas ish, so memele, so the apostles not min atrume. So Rashi says, he see klo that a bias chai v'kris is apostles. He see klo, enough in the Gemara. Vait. That's kasha number one. That's a bekiistike kasha. Vait, kal v'choyma. The Rashi is ksapsapsa svoradike kasha. Chai v'ilavin posli. Chayve krisis leikoshkein the posle. But it doesn't make sense. Why shouldn't a chayve krisis pass? Boy, damrinen basore yuchs. My third kash. The koin abo alachoisoi. Aso a zoino. He made her a zoino. Vekiven de zoini be losai pais loso. So if she's a zoino, she's not allowed to eat rume. The sign you approved your zoin is not allowed to eat rume. The sign you levia shenishbis or shenivala bilas nus noithne lo maisa voichelas. After she became a zoine, she's permitted to eat maisa. Levia in avotrume le kehenes loy, but a kehenes is not permitted to eat rume if she became a zoine. So you see that a zoine is not permitted to eat rume. In the Kaina Bolo Chaisa saw Zainan, she's not allowed to eat Truma. So you see by Chai Bekrisas, she's not allowed to eat Truma. Void. And then I'll ask you another kash. Hosnabe Masnissen, Mamzer, Poisel, Umachel. The Mishnah in Seif Amonel Kain Godel says that a Mamzer could passel a bas koin, and could be machel a bas Yisrael. Now, before we go further in Rashi, let's just explain the case. The Mishnah says as follows. The Mishnah says that, let's say, a mamzer's poisel a bas koin. That means, let's say, a bas koin married a Yisrael. And, they had a daughter. And the daughter got married to a mamza. And then they had a child. So the grandchild is a mamza, a son of a mamza. Now, the husband of the bas koyin died. The daughter of the bas koyin died. And she's left over with a grandson, a mamza. So if there's a grandson, a mamza, it says, v'zera ein lo, v'shovel b'yisaviya kinoreh. When can a bas koyin go back to her father? Is v'zera ein lo. Here there's a grandson, there's a grandson from the Yisrael. So he's poisel. That's a case of poisel. Then the Gemara says there's a case of einay machel. What's that case? The case was as follows. That Abbas Yisrael married a koyim. And his machel, I'm sorry, a grandson is machel, mamzer's machel. Abbas Yisrael married a koyim. She ate truma. They had a daughter. Now the daughter married a mamzer. And now the koyim died, the daughter died, and the daughter had a son of mamzer. So this grandson, the mamzer, is machel, the grandmother, truma. So the Mishnah wants to say a mamzer could be poisel and could be machel.
A mamza could be poisel a bas koin. A grandson, a mamza could be poisel a grandmother, a bas koin. And a grandson, a mamza could be machel, a grandmother, a bas yisrael. Fine. But it's very interesting that the Mishnah is speaking about grandmothers and grandsons. So Rashi says, why do you have to speak about grandmothers and grandsons? Let's speak about mothers and sons. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Void osnam b'masnisen, mamza poiso umachl. A mamza could be poiso, if it's a bas koyin le Yisrael, and it could be machl, if it's a bas Yisrael le koyin. Voi mashkachas lo elo be'eim imoy. But the Gemara says, the only way you could have this is by a grandmother. So Rashi says, v'chai v'krisis loy posli b'biyosom. If chai v'krisis don't passel, mashkachas lo de mamzer poisel umachel asimoy. If you'll tell me that the she told the chai v'krisis don't passel me'achilas trumis, I can make the whole thing with a son and a mother. Ketzer. Bas koyin shebo oleo acheho me'imo v'hu Yisrael. You had a bas koyin. She had a brother from the same mother, different fathers. He was a Yisrael. So was bo oleo acheho me'imo. Her brother was bo oleo. V'yolda loy ben. And now there's a son. The child is a mamza. He never even married her. It's just a child from the child. She is a child, a mamza from a brother. Paisel minatume. So he passels her minatume. Aye, she's already passel minatume out the beer. No, the beer doesn't passel because they say chai b'krisis doesn't passel. Now, ubas Yisrael shebole achel me'ima koin. We have the same case the other way around. Bas Yisrael shebole achel me'imo koyim. That means she was a Bas Yisrael. Her father was a Yisrael. Now, she had a brother from the same mother with different fathers. He was a koy. The yolda loy ben, and now he was bolel, now they have a ben, a mamza, a reza mamza, umachilo, and he is machilo betrume. So, the same chiddush that the Mishnah is telling us that a mamza could be poisel and machel, why did the Mishnah have to tell us all this by a grandson and a grandmother? The Mishnah could have told us the same halacha by a mother and a son. Because he came, because she's a apostle, the Baskayin is apostle. Because she's a Zayne. And a Zayne is possible at home. So Rashi slugs up this pshat. I saw in a Peresh Shmuel, he wants to say a beautiful explanation to this shita. I mean, Rashi asks a lot of kashas on this shita. So he wants to say as follows. There's one halacha, Rashi said for Dover Poshet, that by Chai V'Krisis one becomes a Zoyne. That's the whole Rashi is going, and a Zoyne is not allowed to eat Trume. How do we know that a Zoyne is not allowed to eat Trume? Then it's in Taisvus and Baflamet, hey, yes, the Kash. And it says Zoyne is not allowed to marry a coin. I know Zoyne. Grush is also not to marry a coin, but Grush is allowed to eat Trume. So how do you know a Zoyne is not allowed to eat Trume? This episode posik. So Taisvus says, because it's a Hekish Zoyne to Chalola. It's Hekish Zoyne to Chalola. So just like a Chalola is not allowed to eat Trume, so Zoyne is also not allowed to eat Trume. So he wants to say a beautiful vote. Now, why can't a halola eat trume? Where does it say that a halola can eat trume? So he says as follows. If you'll have a halola, it's a bashful, you have the case of halola in the Torah is, you have a koyin, a ball, a grusha, she becomes a halola. Now she can eat trume. A halola can eat trume. He says, you know why she can eat trume? Let's say if you have a bas koyin. Abas Koyin, because what the translation of Chalola means, it's Nishalol Kedushoso. Just like Azochar HaCholol. Azochar HaCholol is Metamol HaMesim, he's not allowed to eat Truma. He doesn't have Kedushas Kohune. Abas Koyin, that will become a Chalola, or she becomes a Zayne, who has the same dim of Chalola, so it means her Kedushas Kohune becomes the Shalom. She's like a Zoh. So she can't eat als Bas Koyin. That's Poshit. Rashi found a Gemara that a Zoyne cannot eat Truma. And he says, you know what kind of Zoyne can eat Truma? A Zoyne that's a Bas Koyin. Before she could eat als Bas Koyin. Now when she became a Zoyne, it was Nishalo Kedushoso. So she can't eat Truma. We'll see all the Gemara's Rashi is bringing about Abbas Koyin that became a Zoyne. Abbas Koyin that became a Zoyne was Nishal al Kedushosa. She doesn't have any Kedushas Kuna, so she can't eat Trum anymore. But what'll be if this Bas Koyin or this Zoyne will marry a Koyin? Now, there's a new parsha of Kinyan Kaspoy. There's a new din, Kinyan Kas, a Yisraelis marries a Koyin. She also doesn't have Kedushas Kohanim. But there's a din, Kinyan Kaspoy Yoichlu. My Eved eats, my Behem eats, and my wife also eats. She doesn't have to have Bedavki Kedushas Kohanim. But there's din, Kinyan Kaspoy Shal Koyin eats Trume. So what would be if a woman who is a Zoyne marries a Koyin? So how do you know she can't eat Truma? All we know is that Zoyne is a din of Chalola. So it's her own Kedusha she can't eat. But let her eat out Kinyan Kaspoy. So therefore we need a new Pasuk. Ubas Koyin Kisiyeh Li'ishoch Hi B'Trumas HaKadoshim Lo'Yisoychel. This Pasuk tells us that a Nivola Li'ishoch cannot eat Truma. Period. The pasuk isn't talking about kedushas. He betrumas hakadoshim loyseichel. She's not allowed to eat truma. Period. That's what the pasuk is telling us. On this pasuk that she's nivgema meyachilas truma, that the Yereim said that's only speaking about if it was a bia of a bastvisas kedushin. If it was a bia of a la bastvisas kedushin, this pasuk doesn't apply. That's all what he said. So memele. The posik, there are two psukim. There's one posik that a zoin is ukish lachalola, and that a zoin is not permitted to eat truma the way Rashi brought Rayas, that a zoin cannot eat truma 100%. A zoin cannot eat truma because it's ukish lachalola. So just like a halola doesn't have kedush, nishalala kedushasa. So a Zoyne is also Nishal L'Kedushosa. So therefore, a Bas Koyin, that's a Zoyne, will not be able to eat Trume. 100%. And that's all the Gemoras that Rashi brought. All the Gemoras that Rashi brought. Im hoyo kaheinois, nifsalu mina Trume. The Koyin abo alachoysaya, so a Zoyne, she's not allowed to eat. If she's a Zoyne, it's not like 100%. A Bas Koyin that becomes a Zoyne cannot eat Truma. Not else this Pasuk of Bas Koyin Gesilizo. Not because she's a Chalola Take. And a Chalola, so she loses her Kedushas Kuna, her Kedushas Aguf that she had till now. She loses that. Therefore she can't eat Truma. But what will be the Halacha if a Zoyne will marry now a Koyin? So now there's a new parsha why she should eat Truma. She's not worse than a Yisraelis that marries a Kohen, that she should be permitted to eat Truma als Kinyan Kasboy. So that the Pasuk tells us, Bas Kohen Kisi Lizo, he betruma sakadoshim loisoichel. And this the Yireim holds is only by a bi of a batvises kedushin, but not by a bi of a chaybekisis. That's what they hold. If she'll marry a Kohen, she'll be permitted to eat Truma. That's all what they hold. Let us finish Rashi. Chai v'kisiz lav ne'avayininu b'kdushim perkoim alachaberi. She posluha min ha-Truma. Mi she yesh le'amonas v'geirishim bo, אני קיירה בו ושבל בי סביה מלחם אביה תייחל, ולא אם היא עבד כחום ועבד, אני עבד כחום ועבד, he can never go back to, she was never from עבד כחום ועבד, she can never go back. Ask, yeah, let us see Taisvus. Zog Taisvus. עבד כחום ועבד עליו נעבה ינינו לנפסלו. So Taisus brings down the first pshat of Rashi. Perish per contras. Tu adin da avamotzi la meyman nami chai v'krisis loy lifsal. The Gemara could have asked chai v'krisis also. Because if it says in the pasuk v'askoin kisiyye, so just like your memayit, ayve kechom v'evid, your mayit chai v'krisis also. Al nokat ayve kechom v'evid, mishim dai ribulel. Tektoni kusi, da hainu ayve kechom. So before we're speaking about a goy, umas nisen nan evet paisel. So we're speaking about a goy in evet paisel. So the Gemara is asking, how could they paisel? It says, maskin kisiel izo. We don't mean a goy. Elo le psula balma. We mean this is geire emes. No, he's paisel. So psul yichas. Kidis nan elo hasveikes. Paisel ovi bekol. Sofek mamza, shesuki, vasufi, vikusi. Beile Naris, des Nana Bola Mamzeres, van de Sine Vakusis, Yashlam Knas, Vedakine Vegshersh and Nogger Dalad Vei, de Xove Kusim Geriemesheim. If it is a Chi of Knas by a Kusis, a Kochish is a Hidene, be the Yashlam Knas. Period. So Memele, so it's very modne, Rashi said, why did the Gemara ask from Goyim? Because we just spoke about Goyim. So Taisus first kashes on Shuldik. We didn't speak about Goyim. We spoke about Kusim. Kusim are not Goyim. Kasha number one. Void. We'll accept Rashi's teretz. Oba Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Shmuel, the Noket Oive Kirchov, Vevet Amayloi Noket Chai Vekrisis. Factor Taisus. Okay. Us, a Gemara asks, we just learned the Baraisa, so we're speaking about Goyim. But this Roshe that Rabbi Shmuel said, Minayim, Rabbi Shmuel's not going on our sugir. Rabbi Shmuel said, Aloche, Minayim, that Alav Atvisis Kedushin, passes on Isha. So why did Rabbi Shmuel speak tafk about a Goyim and Eved? Why didn't Rabbi Shmuel speak about a Chai Vekrisis? But he's not going on Asugir. He's just telling us a halacha that Allah batvis dushim pasels. She should have mentioned Chai v'krisis also. The niraleri. So therefore the ri is choylik on Rashi. And this is a third pshat of the Gemara. The pshita leila hashas, the iker kro de leish zor, Ayri bechai vekrisos. If you learn Chumash, ubas koyin ki siya leish zor, who's called a zor chai vekrisos? Kida omar perik asore yuchsin, gabi oivet kechovim ve'evet, hashte mamzer havi mifsor bebiyosoy miboy. The Gemara says, for a dover poshet, that if the child will be a mamzer, she's zichen nifsel mitrume. So we see, there's a formula, before we'll explain the formula, but the Gemara says this formula, that if there's mamzeres, she's zichen nifsel bibiyosai. So memele, if we're gonna learn chumash, and the Pasuk says, Ubas koyin ki siya le'ish zor hi betrumas hakadoshim lo'yisoichel, on our own accord will say, you know what kind of a zor we're speaking about? A zor of chai v'krisis. Because we have this formula. Hashte mamzer have mifsel bebiyosem iboy. So that's from the Pasuk. Va'afilu l'Rabbi Yeshua d'loy havi mamzer mechai v'krisus. Now, Taisva says, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we don't have this formula anymore. Rabbi Yeshua holds it's only a mamzer for chai v'misus bezn, not from chai v'krisus. Mikol mokim, given the chamiri, but since chai v'krisus is chomo, chshivi l'izo. This is also called an izo.
period. I mean, even a chai v'krisis of Eishas Ish, that is a retzel meikore. But given the iker kro b'chai v'krisis ari, zor is gematria chai v'krisis, given the chamiri, so without anything, the posik, without any limudim, pashta de kro is speaking about chai v'krisis. V'hochi porach. So when the Gemara asked the Kasha ve'ima nivala l'posala chai ve'krisus, is davke v'loi chai ve'lav. The Moses, what right do you have to say that Zor includes chai ve'lav? No. Zor means chai ve'krisus. Given the chmiri, that's the tight Zor. So ima chai ve'krisus davke. Meshaniki siya omarachmona le rabois chai veilav. Umiu. That means, what does mommy to say? Not we ain't mikroyoitzi midei pshutai. Ki siya li zor means chai veikrisos. Given the chamiri, it's chai veikrisos. It's that's zicha the tight zor. No, we have a loshen siya, so we marbe also chai veilav. Abakiven the loy chamiri, but this is not chamiri already. Bein in the lehevi zor etzlo mikor. Come on, that means the loshen zor we have to be miyashiv. Achai ve'krisis is called a zor. Given the chamiri, achai ve'lavan is not called a zor. So you see your marbe afil abastvis is gedushin, but it's not chamiri, so it's not called a zor. So we have to be miyashiv the loshen. That zor means akvon mazor etzlamikor. He was always also, not that became also later. He was always also like a mamza, like a nosen, like a cholo. Always also. So the kama. Uporech, so now the Gemara asks, Oivet kechovim ve'evet, the lav b'nei avayininu. So you can't be mar by them from kisiyah. Lo yilivsalu, the lo yisrabu mechisiyah. Vizorim nami lo yikru, daim b'mamzeres. There's no mamzeres, and I called it. V'lo yichamiri, daim b'melolav ba'almen. So memele, they have, there's nothing that they're not chomer, they don't shav mamzeres, they're not toifes gdushin, so there's no reason at all why they should shav pasel. Umeshani the pasel mid Rabbi Yishmael. So the Gemara says, "Enachanamitak, I have a special posik for Akum Vebet. Avol chay v'krisis loynovki mehosam. The bnei almonis v'gerishin have lachini elo mule yishzo." So Taisva says that Mish Yeshla Amonis Vegerishin does not mean these two, there's Amonis Vegerishin. It means he's a person that has the musik of Amonis Vegerishin. A goy doesn't have this musik, so we're only Mamayat a goy, because by a goy there's no union of Amonis Vegerishin. By Chai Vekrisis, there are Bnei Amonis Vegerishin. God between these two, not, but that doesn't mean they're not Bnei Amonis Vegerishin. So, Taisva says here, a third mahaloch in the Gemara, that Taisva says that the Taich of Zor is Zicher Koilul Chai Vekrisis. First of all, if it chaps Mamzeres, so do we have a formula? Hashta Mamzer have is Mifsel Bebi Yosemi Boi. The fill of a dozen chaf Mamzeres, it's Chamiri, so somehow Zor is Koilul Chamiri. Zor means, the word Zor means Yisr Chomo for some reason. So Memele, so Chai Vekrisis, there's no suffix that they shaf Yisr Tumah. That's Pashta Dekro. Now we have a Ribuy of Siyah that were also Mar B'Chai V'Lav that are Kaponim as a Zoretz Lomikor. And Akum Ve'Eved that is not Chamiri, there's no Mamzairis. And it's not about Tvisus Gdushin. This we learn out from Almone Gdushin. Mishieshloi Almonus Vegerish. Now let us see the Gemara further, Daf Samach Tes. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Ashkechen kehenes. Now, from here we can learn out, ubaskoyin kisi almona grusha. So it says that mishes almonas vegerishin, is vishavo beisavia. Ein lemonas vegerishin, not shavo beisavia. That's a kehenes, ubaskoyin. Leviyah v'Yisraelis minolam. How do you know Leviyah v'Yisraelis that they also become nifsal from an akum ve'evit? K'domar Rav Abba, Omar Rav, bas ubas. That it could have said bas koin. It says ubas koin. The vav is marbe Leviyah v'Yisraelis. Achnami bas ubas. So we hear this Gemara before the Samachesim at base. Keman ke Rabbi Kiva de Dorish Bovi. So this only stems according to Rabbi Kiva, not to Rabbi Shmuel or to the Cholkim and Rabbi Kiva. So Gemara says, "Afilu taima Rabbonon kulo ubas koyiseiru." Let's see Rashi. Ashkechan kahenes the posel or evet. How do you know that you know a Leviyah? The previous pasuk is baskoin kisili yisol. Umotzil amichtav abasri v'chisi almon negrushi. No, you're talking about a baskoin. So the whole ubaskoin is meyutel, so it's coming to be marbe afilo leviyah v'yisraelis. The aimo. So now the Gemara says, I wish to be ma'ira your whole drosha. You made a drosha as follows, that the pasuk says, v'shovel beisavio kinurel. When is there a v'shove? If it's about someone's v'geirish in bo. If there's no amonis v'geirish in bo, there's no din v'shove. So the Gemara is a very pertinent kash. I'll say different pshat in pasuk. There's another thing that it says in the pasuk. It says, v'zera inlo. That when is she permitted to eat? V'zera ein lo. If there's no children. If there is children, she's not permitted to eat. And by almonas v'gerishin, if there's no almonas v'gerishin, if all there is children, she's permitted to eat. Maybe the posik is telling us a cooler by Yaakum v'eva, not a chumar. How do you know to dash in the posik? The posik says whatever it says in this posik applies only by yid, not by a goy. 100%. But the posik says two things. The Pasuk says she's permitted to eat when she doesn't have children. So maybe the Pasuk means, when is she permitted to meet only when she doesn't have children? If Almonas Vegerishin. But if it's ain't by Almonas Vegerishin, well, she has children, she's permitted to eat. So maybe the Pasuk is coming to tell us a kula. Ve'eimo, mi sheyesh le'amonis v'gerishim bo, ki las le'izera ka'ochlo, ki is le'izera lo'yochlo. But mi she'ein le'amonis v'gerishim bo, that's what the pasuk is telling us. Afol gav de'is le'izera nami teichlo. So the Gemara says, if the pasuk is coming to tell us that she's permitted to eat, so, for that, why do you have to be Marba Leviyah v'Yisraelis? Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. So Rashi says, Afal gav de isla zera teichu, chbeheime ba'alme choshiv. Now, it seems Rashi wants to explain what kind of sfor is this? That if the husband is a yid and he has a child, so then she's not permitted to eat truma. If the husband is a goy and there's a child, you're permitted to eat truma. So Lechera Rashi is saying, because the child of a goy is like a behemoth. That means like this, if there's a remnant of the boil, so you're not allowed to eat truma. That means she was nivel from a Yisrael. So, and then there's a child from the Yisrael. So, memele. So, there's noch shirayim of his kashrus with a Yisrael. There's a child. So, memele, you're not allowed to eat truma. So, it's not the shovel base of a kinerel.
But if the only, the child is a child from a goy, so that's like a behemoth.
It could be mamtik a little bit, because Zamiradike Ramban, the Ramban says that, theoretically by a goy should be in choshish in lezera ha'av. You shouldn't, so gzera sakosov l'gabi yerusha l'gabi other things, a goya bo'ala a goyte, that there is dine yerusha and dine yichas. It should be in choshish in lezera ha'av. A teira afkrei lezari. But that's afka a goy and a goyte, but a goy and a bas yisrael, it's zichra a teira afkrei lezari.
So it's not called his child, so it's called, so there's only a behemoth that's valgat zicharum. It's not called that is a hiskashrus to the goy because of the child. So memela, so that's pshat in the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is that maybe that what the pasuk is speaking about, amonas vegerishin, the pasuk is speaking about to tell us that when do you have to rechen with a child, if it's a bas hamonas vegerishin. But if it's a lav, bas hamonas vegerishin, don't have to rechen with the child. There's a moiradike marsho, and daf samachesam at base, that says, we had learned Rashi. Rashi says that from this pasuk we learn out chai v'krisis also. Lav daf ka'akam vebet. We learn out chai v'krisis. So frak the marsho, now how will you explain this to me? That means the Gemara is asking a kasha now. Mi she yesh le amonis v'geirishin bo, then a child passes. But ain amonis v'geirishin bo, a child won't pass. So bish lo ime by a goy. So as she said, it's a hezbollah. A child of a goy, like a behemoth, so it doesn't pass. But if the pasuk is also speaking about chai v'krisis, according to Rashi, so could you please explain to me why a child of a chai v'krisis doesn't pass? This kasha the Marsha asks, and he blibes by a kasha. Tachsir me, you could say a teretz on this kasha, because the pasuk says, ubaskoin kisiya almona grusha v'zera einlo. Toisvus and Afrobeis and Medbeis says Zera means Zera kosher. The taich of Zera, Zera kosher. Zera apostle is not called Zera. So for Kelt it's very good. By a chai v'krisis it's Zera apostle. The pasuk says Zera. Zera apostle is not called Zera. Need ribuyim for Zera apostle. The taich of Zera means kosher. Zera apostle is not called Zera. So for Kelt the pasuk says if there's left over Zera, then it passes. Chai v'krisis is not left over Zera, because that's Zera apostle. Zera apostle is not called Zera. Im kain, so the Gemara says, the high crawl, the kulak seed, the pasuk is coming to us a kulak. Lashmin and the Zera David kechavim v'ever lay posel, is ribuyu leviyav Yisrael's tachsiv bei lomoli, the kosav ubas ko yisera. So why do you need a ribuy to tell me that a goy won't passel by a levi? Hashtekan is guf hashminid loy mivsula bezerei v'kechavim v'ebed. Levi of Yisrael is me, boy. V'imishim lashminid d'mishi yesh le'amonis geirish naftalochi kisla zerem inei le'soichel. V'itzich le'meisa levi of Yisrael is hecheles betrume b'shvil b'no koyim. V'chisi nosei le'zom. I'll tell me that the pasuk is telling me two dinim. The pasuk is telling me that a child of a goy doesn't passel. That Rashi says that's a kal v'chayim. If it doesn't passel by a bas koyin, even though there was a bias, she's a kedushas kun and she doesn't passel off. How do you someone passel a levi that doesn't have a kedushas agu? So Rashi says maybe the pasuk is coming to tell us that a child of a Yisrael does passel. V'imishim lashmina demi sheyesh lo yalmonis v'gerish nafalochi ki isla zera minei lo yseichel. And what's the case speaking about? Yitzchak lemeisa levi of Yisrael soicheles betrume b'shvil b'nokoyin. Let's say, so the pasuk is coming to tell us that, let's say, a levi had a son from a koyin. So my male, she was eating trume. The chisinose lezor.
if she'll get married now to Azor, v'yelo zera mimeno, v'yisoshim l'trume b'mises b'aylo. So Rashi says, v'pshitalo, the kivin de ken is gufe, mifselo b'zera yisol mitrume b'vaynoshe, koshken yisraelis, v'echeles b'shvil b'no. So my mele, so that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara is asking a kasha, if the posik is coming to tell us that if the posik is coming to tell us that she doesn't eat trume, that she does eat trume if it's a goy, I can figure this out, a kavachim from the baskoy, not only the special posik. If the posik is coming to tell us that by a yid she won't eat trume, so it's a kavachim from the baskoy. If she was eating, you can't learn out a levie from a kehenis, because could be davke a kehenis that's kodesh gufe, so it's nischala la gufa yedei biyis akum, but a levie not. So that's why the posse gets to tell us that a filu by a levie, if she was nivela me akum a yeved, she becomes nifsal me achilas trumah.